I'm Dummy J. Corson, and it's DJ Noise or Space Wing. I'm rambling about my names, and with me I have...
Hello.
Again with the hello! Jesus Christ. Yeah, we have hello with me. His name's Geeky Gamer.
Howdy doody.
And welcome to another episode of Space Gamer Podcast. Episode 2. Yeah, episode 2. And it's been about, I don't know, was it 3 months since our last episode?
Yeah.
Let me check.
It might even be 2013 by the time this comes out.
Let me just check. Yeah, it's been about... No, I think it's actually been about 1 month.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
Take it or leave it. Anyway...
Take it or leave it, bitch!
Anyway, welcome to the podcast.
Yep.
About me and DJ Noise.
If you missed the first episode, then you're very lucky, because that one was probably the worst episode we've ever made.
Well, there isn't much of a selection.
Yeah, it's only like 2 episodes. This is being recorded on the 19th of August, 2012.
Tell us what it was like in 2013, please.
Yeah, tell us, because we were born in 2015, and currently it's the age date of 3000. So we don't know.
This is old people. How old is this?
I say we're recording this in 2012, and then I'm like, now it's the age date of 3000.
Okay, this is enough introduction.
All right,
the next section.
Let's move into the future. 1,000 years forward to 1312. Right, so updates on like channels and that, and the pulsate. Project X and all that jazz. So do you want to start off? Because I've got a lot to talk about.
I've been lounging about doing no shit whatsoever, so don't expect anything from me. No, only joking. I am being serious about the lounging about, though I'm planning on knuckling down because it's been the summer holidays. And having lots of weeks off is a very good thing. And hopefully I'll be able to get some videos out sooner or later.
Yep.
In 20 million years.
Yep. And for me, well, I've done, like, episodes of Team Fortress 2. I've been doing Source Filmmaker animation testing. I've uploaded the first episode of the podcast onto YouTube. For a little taste of what people are going to get, I'm going to upload this episode too, and that's about it for YouTube. And I'm also doing, like I said in the last one, the quest for the Mountain Hotel. Episode 1 is out, I've recorded episode 2, I'm going to edit it tonight, and that's about it for me. I believe, haven't we got something going on for Project X?
Yes, we have.
And go on with that.
We're doing I'm doing some more, well, basically, I've started some of the coding for the application, and I've also gathered some more information for people to feast their eyes on.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah.
So basically, you just gotta get a lot of information sooner or later.
That's basically what I've been doing recently. I've just been doing coding and gathering information for the Pulsate Project X database.
Yep. So be sure to check out the Project X page, link in the description on YouTube, and link in the description on the podcast or in the iTunes store. Okay, so moving on to gaming, which actually I said we were going to move on to, but we never actually had gaming in the last podcast because I was stupid. Right, let's go. Moving forward another 1,000 years in time to 4012. Woo! Alright, so gaming. So, what have you enjoyed in games this week? Like, what have you been playing?
The Man vs. Machine Team Fortress 2 update came out. Been playing a bit of that. It's very, very good.
Yep.
I've
really enjoyed that. I actually bought 2 Man Up tickets.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Funny.
Mm-hmm. We've also been enjoying Tech It, haven't we?
Oh my god, I have a flipping addiction to this at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been playing the game hardcore, and hopefully sooner or later you can do a video on it.
Yeah. I've been getting back into playing Gmod and just messing about with ragdolls. Not the if you know what I mean style messing about, but you know. And I've also been playing a lot of Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time recently. And I have made a Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time Hylian Shield, but that has nothing to do... Well, it kind of has something to do with gaming, but it's not really what people want to hear about right now. Anything else?
I have actually... Finally... I actually hate PopCap Games as a company, though I love their game, Plants vs. Zombies. Very, very popular.
Yeah, they're basically, I hate their games except for Plants vs. Zombies. That's a good game.
I was playing... I had, like, a massive addiction to Plants vs. Zombies, and I actually ended up... I bought, just because I could do with the tablet, and I thought, why not buy it on the release date? I went and bought the new Google Nexus 7 tablet. Basically, because of that, I had the new Android, which is Jelly Bean. And because PopCap has such dicks, it took, I don't believe they're the actual coders for the game on Android and Apple iOS. Though even so, it's taken literally forever, over a month, I believe, for them to actually get the patch out for Android 4.1. So I finally got it, and I've been playing it on my tablet, and yay, so happy. And I've been playing other games.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I've been playing a mod for Half-Life 2. It's called No More Room in Hell. Don't know if anyone's heard of it.
That's amazing.
Yep. Actually, I've made a pretty much an inside joke with me and Druz, and I don't use any other weapon apart from I don't use anything apart from handguns, the chainsaw or the machete. If I'm out of fuel or ammo, I just drop everything, grab my machete, and just start yelling, stepping on the beach, and start slicing zombies. And it just I survived for about 10 minutes just with the machete, like. I was cornered in the corner of a room, and I was just slicing zombies willy-nilly, and that was on the isolated map. But it's a good game. You can get it from the Desura store. That's DESURA. It's completely free, and it's for Half-Life 2. But I don't believe you need Half-Life 2 to run it. Anyways, awesome. I think that's about it for the gaming section.
Yay.
Shall we move on then?
Yeah, I think so. It's pretty much it.
Actually, there's a new section, guys, that we want to implement called Phrase of the Day. But I don't think we even prepared for a Phrase of the Day. Have you got one? Don't tell them, just tell me if you've got one.
I can come up with one, and I probably, I just did. Yeah, I have a Phrase of the Day.
Alright. Actually, should we have two Phrases of the Day, like one for me and one for you?
Go on then. Do you want to come up with one? Or do I have to do it for you?
No, you don't have to.
Okay. We're moving on to the next section then.
Alright, well, let's go. A small 1,000 years in time in our little stinky time machine filled with walrus droppings or something, I don't know. Let's go. Whee! Hello? Hello?
What happened?
I don't know. How long ago did my mic cut out?
A while?
Yeah, but was it in mid-sentence?
I have no clue. You said on to the next section, and then it cut out.
Alright, as long as I didn't have to say anything else. Alright, so your phrase of the day.
Have you came up with yours?
Of course
yet?
I have.
Okay. The phrase of the day is peanut butter jelly time. Sorry. Yeah, that's the phrase of the day, everybody.
Alright.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Alright, well, here's my phrase of the day. The goal of life is living in agreement with nature. Because if you mess with Mother Nature, we're all screwed. That's my phrase of the day. It's a long phrase, but it's my phrase of the day.
Why did you have to come up with the awesome phrase with an actual meaning behind it?
Well, that's a bit odd for me, isn't it? Me actually coming up with the meaning to have something. That was the shortest section ever.
Yes, we hold a new world record, everybody.
Yay! All right, next section. Whoa, moving on to the new things to expect. Whoa. See you in a second, guys. Bye.
You're not cheating.
So, new things to expect in gameplay, like gameplay-wise, basically new content that we're thinking of for the channel. I know we've pretty much covered a bit of that in updates, but I'm pretty sure there's new things that you're going to actually put on your channel. Oh god, you got nothing, have you?
Yeah, I basically screwed this up.
You've screwed us all fucking up!
We're going to be doing some Minecraft.
I'm going to be doing tutorials on some things, but I don't know. I'm thinking of it, but I don't know what to do tutorials on because I haven't got that much stuff.
Okay. I'm pretty sure, I doubt I said last time about this, but I'm pretty sure I said there was some secret underground.
Yeah, that you still haven't told me about. You said that, but you said you're going to tell me after the podcast, you still haven't told me about it.
Who says I tell the truth all the time?
Don't tell my mother. Okay, mate.
Anyway, no, okay. The real revealing is that actually I completely lied about the first bit about things that I've been doing. I've actually secretly been working on a TechIt series. I'm not going to tell you what kind of type it is. You're just going to have to wait and find out. Hopefully it will be on the main Pulsate channel.
Well. Oh boy.
Oh boy. And then the other thing I was talking about was some awesome stuff that I actually have no idea. Okay, just ignore me about that. Anyway.
I think that's about it for the new things to expect. Well,
have you got anything to say?
Nothing except for three words. Moving to section. Sorry, I kind of ducked. Four words. Moving to next section. See you guys next section in 1,000 years later, but I don't know what year we're in now, so I don't know. See you in a second. The medic is a spy. Bye! Bye! Right, so funny news, you got yours?
Yes. Wait, no.
Oh, you really bugged this up. Should I read my one?
Go on then. Why am I supposed to do everything first?
I don't know. I think it's nice
for
me to give you something to do first. Right.
Okay, go on.
Paris designer Jean Emmanuel Volonier. I don't know how to pronounce it. Simeleon's latest project combines his boyfriend fascination with jacket patches and the social, I don't know how that's pronounced, societal fashion with body modification. He said he'll sew a few patches featuring his band's next album directly onto the skin of his own back. It's a nostalgic project, but about my teenagehood. When I had nine faith in black metal music, imprint magazine. Oh wait, no, never mind. Ignore that imprint magazine thing I said. All right. Well, he wants to sew a painting into his own back. That's not funny at all. That's kind of creepy.
Well, you know.
When you.
A lot of people are heavy punk rockers, you know.
Sorry, I just can't, I couldn't read that with a straight face. Jesus Christ. Right, remember, we're having two each, so I'm going to find my next one. And you read yours, your first
one. Okay. Recurring themes. It has been reported variously as an urban legend and a true story, but a well-documented July report in Chinese media picked up by the CNN looks unfortunately authentic. A 13-year-old boy in Shandong province was severely injured by a prank at an auto repair shop at which he worked. Awesome. Doctors at Boys Children's Hospital in Beijing confirmed that the co-workers had inserted the nozzle of an air pump into his rectum and shot air into the intestines, inflating his belly, damaging his liver, kidneys and stomach, and sending him into a coma for 8 days. Doctors deflated him, but at press time, he remained in intensive care.
Well, I just don't even.
Dominic!
Yep.
Dominic! You got an air pump?
Actually, I do. I have three. Would you like one?
I know plenty of people which I could do with a good.
Yeah, I think I know two of the people that you're thinking about.
Oh yes. Okay. Anyway, that's
right.
Awesome.
My second one. Get your second one ready while I read this. Right. Once again, there has emerged an alleged child pornography trader who does not fit the profile. Wealthy Dell associate Elker Pruder, 41, was arrested in June and in search of her mansion, police found hundreds of images and videos, including some depicting what authorities consider the worst kind of child porn. Oh, sorry if my mic kind of went fuzzy there. WFAA-TV reported that Prudhoe confessed to having traded child porn online since 1999. Okay. Well, so there's a 41-year-old man who was sharing child porn online since 1999, and it went on to TV, apparently. And he had a so-called mansion. I don't know if that's meant to be something like Playboy Mansion or something, but I'm kind of freaked out about that.
Okay. Here is... I'm going to be reading the lead story. I hope you haven't...
Oh, I haven't read the lead story yet.
Okay. It is called Lead Story, Freedom Under Attack. First Amendment Blues. A boy in Horry County, SC, named the Suck Bang Blow, filed a lawsuit in May challenging the county's new ordinance prohibiting motorcyclist burnout, which is a spinning, creating smoke and enormous noise. The bar claims that burnouts are extreme, are important expressions of its customers' manliness and macho, in quotes, and as such are protected by the First Amendment. Luigi Bellavite complained to the reporters in Mountain View, Colo, in July that the theft of his Vote Satan yard sign ought to be prosecuted as a hate crime under state law, as he is a member of the Church of Satan. Police called it an ordinary theft. Okay, I'm pretty sure Dominic...
Yeah, very happy, actually. I've got a huge grin on my face right now. Yee!
So this guy, first of all, this guy called Suck Bang Blow.
Suck Bang Blow, Jesus Christ.
Most inappropriate name ever. And challenging the county's ordinance prohibiting motorcycling burnout. So the awesome thing with the motorcycles where they go vroom, 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 before they go on like the weird starting line that you see in all the movies. Okay, that's awesome.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah. Alright, well that's about it for the funny news section. I just said two stories.
Sorry,
brain fart for you, didn't you? All right. Well, let's go 1,000 years in time to probably 9,012, where we shall tell you about contact. And if there's any questions or suggestions, we shall read them. See you in a second. Bye. Alright, so how to contact us? We have an email, so where you can send in questions, suggestions, stories, anything, to our email, sgpod@hotmail.co.uk. It'll be in the description in both YouTube and iTunes. And it's all like lowercase, sgpod@hotmail.co.uk. Alright, let me check for questions.
Bet you a chocolate bar, but there won't be any since I'm alone.
Right, let's have a look. Oh, there's a question here. You owe me a chocolate bar, mate. It says, what do you think of Christianity? Well, that's a bit of an odd question to be asked. Well,
who sent us
that? Someone... I think it's a bloody fake email, mate.
No, just don't do that. Just type it in, since I don't want to... I want to kind of have some confidentiality, so just in case this person doesn't want...
It says anonymous at... Well, I'm not going to read it out. It says anonymous at something dot something. And that's the question.
Anonymous.
Ooh. This is it. It's... No, I'll send you the email. I don't know, like, he spelt it wrong. But... Jesus. So, what do we think of Christianity? I don't know. I honestly, I'm not Christian myself. I'm not religious myself, but... I think, I just don't mind it. I think it's just someone's opinion that they believe in God and things like that. I just don't. But I'm pretty much open-minded to things like this. I'm open-minded to everyone on Earth. Apart from, like, spammers. Damn it, I hate spammers. What's your opinion on Christianity?
Well, Christianity. I actually have some mixed feelings just because of some things that have actually occurred to me in like concepts in lives. I think Christianity, it's fine to believe in whatever you want to believe in, so long as it's not going to be like something crazy, like unicorns, though, you know. I think, on the other hand, though, that I know for a fact that a lot of parents will make their children christened or whatever it is, baptized or whatever. I don't know what the actual term is. Though even so, I think it kind of annoys me that some parents, like, even though it's kind of their decision, like, christen their children at a young age before they actually have, I don't know if it's mainly for this, though, before they actually have a choice to decide for themselves, since I think everybody should have freedom to believe in whatever they really want. That's what I think of Christianity.
All right. Well, we've got one more question here, and it's from a guy called Mark. I'll send it to you. What would men be without women? How do you say that? Sorry, I'm horrible at English. Scarce, sir, or mighty scarce? Well, what do you think? No, I'm horrible at English.
Scarce means.
Oh, I'm gonna look up on the Urban Dictionary.
Why look on the Urban Dictionary?
Right, I'm looking on the Urban Dictionary. Well, do you know what it means?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Alright, well, I think... Yeah, okay, you go first.
Please tell me what you think it is first. Since the Urban Dictionary says many things.
That there's very little amount of them. Or they're just very, like, stupid or something. I don't know.
It's insufficient for the demand. I will be honest. I'm pretty sure they'd be.
That's my answer. Just mighty scarce. That's it. That's it. Well, that's all the questions we have. I don't know if there's any suggestions.
Like. I don't want to say anything, because it could go really wrong.
I'm just quickly having a look in the suggestions. Wait, I'm looking for it, like, I don't know where it is.
I think they'd be mighty scarce. And I'm pretty sure, from the amount of men who are single, I'm pretty sure we'd have a massive downfall in population.
Definitely. Well, there's a suggestion here. It says, are you able to see each other in real life? Why is that a suggestion? That needs to be in the questions. Why did I put that into the suggestions? Yeah, we are able to see each other in real life.
Sorry, this one person asked, what did you just say?
Are you two able to see each other in real life?
I thought you said, I don't know why I put that in the suggestions.
Yeah, I was like, I'm derping around, but I guess I must have put a question into the suggestions folder. Well,
okay.
Screw my derpiness. Yes, we are actually able to see each other in real life. I go around Geeky Gamer's house frequently. Well, not that frequently, but, you know, now and again.
Just for his sexual needs, guys.
Fuck off!
Sorry, that's kind of the thing that I'm supposed to say.
But, yeah, he went round my house for my birthday, but he doesn't go around my house that often, because... It's about a quarter of a mile away! That is pretty much about the amount.
In fact, there's a bit of news that I thought I would share with you, Dominic.
Another evening with Geeky Gamer, because I need to add that into the sections.
Okay.
An evening with Geeky Gamer.
I have done something that no geek has ever done before. I've actually tried to get into shape.
You're dead to me!
I can't... Jenna, what? No, it's just because I've literally gained like 3 or 4 pounds in like the last week. Now for me, who eats seeded bread, has bananas on a daily basis. That's
good. Oh god, I fell forward! I just fell into my laptop! Ow, my face! Okay, carry on. Bananas on a daily basis. No, screw you, mate.
Even so, continuing
Jesus
on.
Christ. Continuing on.
Yeah, I think that, well, basically me actually eating sometimes somewhat healthily every now and again, that's quite a lot.
Uh-huh. Right.
That is...
Well...
Basically, I have decided that I would get into
shape.
Alright
guys, well that was an evening with Geeky Gamer. I think...
That's my life now, I'm getting into shape. So, there you go, I've decided that now I can run 2 miles without getting cut down.
Well, I think that's about it then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well then,
I
guys.
I think that is.
I shall say goodbye and good day to you. And thank you for listening to our podcast. Do you have anything to say to them? You've been Geeky Gamer. Brilliant.
I've been
Tommy Jake as well. I don't know why I said as well, though.
Expect to see us
in 5 more months. Expect to see us in 5 more months because there's another podcast coming out then. And we're kind of in like the 19,012 right now, so the whole world is on fire. But you know,
stop joking. You know, now we're running on Intel Core i-million.
We got it for free at a dead shop because the owner was dead.
Yeah.
Alright then guys, good day, goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye Mark!
Bye Mark.
We'll see you later guys.